Is anyone here in remonstrance of the petition?
So with the statute not being cleared, does it bother you at all if we were to bring it up sooner than the April term?
I'll leave that up to the commission. I mean, where there's no objections, that is the only situation that it says that it has to be brought up at the next term. And so that doesn't apply in this situation. And so I guess, you know, the statute is not clear about...
I don't have a problem with once you get everything... The rest of the procedural stuff done to bring it back with us, in front of us. That doesn't bother me. Okay. I don't know about the other two. There's nobody here speaking against
Nobody's against it, so I have no problem with it either.
So actually, it's just going to be acknowledged before the circuit court and filed for record that it's been acknowledged then.
That is what the statute says.
Yeah, they're not actually ruling, because I was thinking we couldn't rule against anything that the circuit court has.
Yeah, I suspect it's going to be a special filing that's going to confuse the circuit court as much as it may be confusing to those present here today, myself included.
I think they had it once before, so I think they'll. So then, after that happens, he can just get on the agenda and come before us.
That would be my recommendation.
I would probably get with Nikki, and she can get your representation and Travis in contact together, and they can figure it out. Okay. And then I would probably get with Devin as far as coming back on the agenda for whenever you have it all completed.
Okay. Thank you.
Move to table to specify time the supplement, the vacation of a portion of 4th Street.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I think we got another one, David. Devin.
Vacation of Lost Ridge Subdivision, file number 20-132, Roden Bridge. Petitioners here. Can I have your name?
Dirk Allman.
Okay.
My name is David Hurd. I'm the builder for the Allmans.
Has it been explained to you guys what was turned in versus what needed to be turned in, or how it was done?
Just recently.
Okay. I think there's a workaround, but I don't know that for sure. So obviously I'm going to have to rely on Mr. Elliott and Mr. Sterrett. My understanding is it was done as a plat vacate as opposed to a road vacate. And what you really want to do is vacate the road, correct?
Correct.
Are you guys familiar with the property? Have you seen maps? It's the property I'm thinking of. It's right behind. If you go down Jones, you go to the left, and then is that peninsula kind of that was out there, and those six lots or something?
Four
lots, and then you guys purchased all of them?
Correct.
Booker Cox had them listed.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what. So if you're truly wanting to do a vacate of the road and not a vacate of the plat, I think we can move forward. My question would be, is do we approve a contingent upon, or do we... This is for you, Mr. Elliott. Would we approve, if we were to approve it, would it be done with a contingent upon filling out some of those requirements, or would we do the same thing that we did in the last one, get that done, bring it back in front of us, and then we can make the decision?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that it depends. I would go ahead and have the hearing today to establish the requirements to be established.
Okay.
However, I did not prepare an order or a competing order from the one that petitioner's attorney did, because I didn't know if they truly intended to vacate the subdivision plat or not. So at the minimum, there would need to be a revised order prepared by someone to present to the commission. There is an order, but it's an order vacating the plat in the commission's file right now. So that would not be the appropriate step. It would need to just be an order vacating the platted road. So my recommendation is to go ahead and have the hearing today with the clarification that petitioners are only seeking to vacate the road. And then if there are any things that can't be accomplished at the hearing today, then the commission will table. Otherwise, I think the commission will at least have to table in order to take up approval of the order at a later date.
Okay. Does that make sense?
I think so. I think we're wanting to go ahead and vacate the subdivision and the road.
So you are wanting to do both?
I think the order actually
says vacate Lost Ridge, a minor subdivision, and then it goes on.
And the purpose is so that the house can be built on the location, basically the where it is right now. They had intended at one point to have a cul-de-sac, and that would be where the home would be located. If we only vacated the road, then there would still be four separate parcels, and they would need have setback issues that may arise. So I think the intention is to vacate both the subdivision and the road, if I'm not mistaken. But we'd like to be able to do this in a timely manner so that we're not postponing the build of the home.
And the issue there is that vacating a subdivision plat is not the role of the county commission.
That's not a function.
It's the role of the planning and zoning commission. So what is being asked of the commission here is a split purpose. Vacating the road, which is in your all's purview, and vacating the plat, which is not in your all's purview. And so it would require action by the planning commission and the county commission. So, I mean, certainly you all could move forward with your piece on vacating the road, but it would not accomplish the full intended purpose of the petitioner to the state.
And that's not something that can be done administratively, Scott, in your office, as far as the...
No, we haven't vacated a plat yet, but subdivision regs has a section on vacation of plats that just is a written instrument. They also would have the ability just to amend that plat to one big lot and eliminate the interior lot lines. Be the simplest way, probably, versus vacate it.
I think that would be
just
acceptable.
Four to one lot and then no interior lot lines. But to do that without the road, you need this road vacation first.
Well, that would be terrific.
Mr. Elliott, after hearing that, you have a hearing, as you said. I'm trying to find the actual petition. Does it actually reference in there vacating the road, or does it just reference vacating the plat?
It only references vacating the plat. Mm-hmm.
These are usually pretty easy.
I guess 21 is competing with 22 for exceptionality.
Is that what it is?
Mr. Elliott, how would they amend their petition? Could they amend their petition at this proceeding?
I would just treat an oral amendment to their petition. If the commission wants a written amendment, I would not fault the commission for that expectation. But procedurally, we can deal with it as presented if the commission is so inclined.
I'm fine with it being stated into the recording, so.
I am too, as long as there's a statement that it's amended from flat to vacating the road in the petition.
For the function of this board or this commission. So, Mr. Allman, if you don't mind stating that, I appreciate it.
I'm sorry?
If you don't mind stating that, I would appreciate it. You're wanting to amend your petition to include vacation of roads.
Want to amend the
vacation of roads.
Petition to vacate the roads, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know if it's right or not. I'm asking for you to do the statement.
we would like to amend the petition to include the vacation of the road.
In Lost Ridge subdivision.
In Lost Ridge subdivision.
Can you concur to that, Mr. Allman?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Elliott, on your to demonstrate the compliance portion of your letter,
yes.
That is with the assumption of vacating the road, correct? Not the plat?
That's correct.
Thank you. That's also the assumption of the 71-270?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you guys publish in the newspaper, or did you do the written notice in five public places?
In five public places. Well, on the property.
And I guess that affidavit's in the packet.
It should be.
I guess you did provide photographs of it as well. So.
Yes.
Correct.
You notified the utility company. Utility company. You notified the utility company that it was going to be vacated. No?
No.
That's something that could be, that's something you guys can accomplish.
Right. We can certainly do that. I was not aware of it, but certainly could take care of that.
Is there anyone here in remonstrance to this petition?
Let the record show there was none. So now it goes back to my original question. Do we approve contingent upon or do we vacate? And if we vacate because there's no remonstrances, can we bring it back up whenever they get their stuff done?
My recommendation would be to table it for whatever period of time they think they need to inform the utility providers. Because y'all will need proof of that prior to entering the order. In the meantime, either Mr. Motley or I have